I'll take that for a moment.
If I would turn on the microphone. I just want to let you know, I see a lot of our ASP mission team members who survived and arrived back here this morning. Thank you all. What I was going to quickly talk about, and I went for a nice long walk this morning and kept looking down at my wrist. One of the neat things ASP does is at the end of the week, they give you a bandana and the family writes messages on it for you. And so you see this isn't a full bandana because each from our team cuts off a bit and then you can put it on your wrist or make a bracelet. So every time I look down, I think of the family who we connected with and made their house warmer, safer, drier. I think about our entire FCC team. I think about the people in the region. And then I think about how blessed I am, and that's all from God. And so what I was going to tell the kids is, you know, whether you put a sticker on your hand or wear a bracelet or do whatever, we all really need a reminder to count our blessings, think of those less fortunate than us, think of those we've connected with. Like I say, our whole team connected with a variety of families, the other people from the other churches. There were 69 of us at our center, 3 different churches represented. And we had 4 amazing ASP staff leaders on site who were a blast. So whatever you do as a reminder to every day think about certain people, or if nothing else, count the blessings and all the wonderful things you have in your life. So if anybody wants to find out more about the trip, I am going to send an email hopefully tomorrow morning, because I kind of wasn't great about that while on the trip, and send some photos and then in the columns, and then in the fall we'll have a big celebration day. But everybody was safe, we got a lot done for people, and we connected and had wonderful fellowship. So thank you all for your support, both financially and with prayers and with all that you did to make the trip a success.
Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The first lesson for today can be found in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. In the Pew Bible, it can be found on page 1111. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a privilege to be here with everyone this morning, not as the administrator of this church, but as a fellow member on Laity Sunday. I'd like to talk briefly about, as you know, we got back from the mission trip yesterday, and I just had about 20 minutes this morning to reflect on that. And anyway, I came away with three things I wanted to talk about: vulnerability, community, and relationship. When I first signed up to be a part of the team this past year, I really had no idea what I was getting myself into. I'd heard stories from the students on their return, seen pictures, the adventures, but I had no firsthand knowledge. So when we packed into our vans last Saturday and headed south, I realized that in order for me to get the most out of the experience, I needed to make myself vulnerable. I've been reading in Luke this past month and stumbled across Jesus' statement in chapter 6, verse 20. A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Jesus made himself fully vulnerable in his time here on earth, and so I tried to be like him during this last week in the same respect. So if you want to experience living in community, I highly recommend living in a grade school for a week with 70 or 69 other adults and teens, sleeping on air mattresses, hard floors, showering in makeshift plastic frames, and sharing two bathrooms. You realize quite quickly what community looks like. Christ also calls us to live in community, whether it's 500 miles away or right here in our daily lives. As John stated, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. This happens when we make small sacrifices for our loved ones and provide simple acts of kindness rather than acting selfishly. Lastly, God calls us into relationship. I've heard the stories from so many previous ASP trips of the relationships that were built with the families whose homes they'd worked on. I always wondered how anyone could form a relationship with someone they knew for just a few days halfway across the country. The cynic in me questioned the validity of this. And yet, when I look at Jesus' walk in life, often he merely touched a person and changed their lives. And he's still changing lives. I began to realize as the week went on that by allowing myself to be vulnerable, I came to enjoy the community that we created, and most especially the relationships I was able to form both with the other adults as well as the teenagers. Above all else, Christ's ministry is about relationship, repairing the relationship between man and God and encouraging us to be in relationship with one another, building each other up through love. Love not only in word or speech, but in truth and action.